This is a few moments after a roadside bomb went off in Jalalabad. One of the many attacks that have targeted the city in the last week, mostly carried out by ISIL in Afghanistan. The armed group, known as Islamic State of Khorasan, is a regional affiliate of ISIL. Khorasan is the historical term for the region that includes modern-day Afghanistan. It was behind the attack at Kabul airport last month, which killed 170 people, including 13 U.S. troops. Established in 2015, the armed group considers the Taliban its enemy and has vowed to spread its own ideology. For Dhabihullah Mujahid, the Taliban's spokesman, it's just a matter of time before ISIL in Afghanistan is defeated.
When we took over the country last month, some ISIL-K operatives moved to Kabul and Jalalabad. We launched an operation in Kabul and arrested many. Another operation is underway in Jalalabad. We're hunting down those who are sowing chaos and those who are behind the recent blasts. We've caught dozens so far.
On the streets of Kabul, Taliban fighters have established checkpoints. They are searching for suspects. The group praises itself for restoring stability across the country. Its fighters are on alert to prevent any blast or suicide bomb attack in the capital. Last year, the Taliban agreed in Doha to prevent armed groups from using Afghanistan as a base. Now, the US and others in the international community want the Taliban to deliver on its promise.
Foreign fighters affiliated with Al-Qaeda left Afghanistan. We don't see them here anymore. But as far as ISIL is concerned, its fighters are mainly Afghans who embraced a radical ideology. We're doing our best to stop them.
Clamping down on Al-Qaeda and ISIL could pave the way for international recognition for Taliban and convince the Biden administration to unfreeze billions of dollars in Afghan reserves held in the U.S.
The Taliban is under mounting pressure to restore stability and security, but the attacks in Jalalabad raised many questions about whether its leaders will be able to push back against ISIL and Al-Qaeda affiliates in Afghanistan. These armed groups remain Washington's biggest concern after its troop pullout last month. Hashmat Bar, Al Jazeera, Kabul.